Welcome to House Mimosa, the podcast. It's been a little bit, but I'm here with Michelle Bachelard easing back into things. Stay tuned and hear what we've been up to right after this.
Dark star, adore me from afar. You're better than the partner in crime. Let's play a wicked little game. I'm your superhero doll in disguise. Thick skin, you need some discipline. You're plastic prostitute and demand. It's my prosthetic paradise, and I'm your candy diamond command. Needs to affair. Say please, I have you on your knees, submissive to my femme fatale stare. Nylon, Swarovski crystal thong, everything is custom to a tour. Let's go, when rubber hits the road, from Hollywood to Planet Amor.
Welcome to House of Mimosa, the podcast, episode 10. I'm Travis. I'm here with Michelle Bachelard.
Hello.
And it has been a minute since we've been here.
It's been a little while.
Before we get into that, let's talk about Miss Fame and her debut single,
Rubber Doll.
I like it.
I like it, too. At first, I wasn't sure.
Miss Fame from RuPaul's Drag Race Season 7, the latest cast off. And I hate saying that because I think she's really good. I mean, I think they're all really good.
Yeah. They all have something.
This season, they all got something. No, I think this season's a little underwhelming, but I think the queens are as good as they are any year. There maybe just isn't any dynamic, you know, there's no Sharon Needles. There's no Bianca. You know, no one really
stands out. There's no standout. Right. They're all kind of just good at different things.
But I think Miss Fame is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I loved this song. I love the music video. If you haven't seen it, check it out on her YouTube, Miss Fame, Rubber Doll music video. It's fabulous.
It surprised me a little bit. I wasn't expecting that from her.
I was really surprised. You know why? Because so much of the material, especially when it's music or music videos that come out from the queens after Drag Race, or even just the drag queens in general in the community,
right?
I'm sorry, are embarrassing. They're just, the quality isn't there, or like, you know, the music's not good. Like, right. I don't know.
But a lot's forgiven because it's like, oh, they're being fun and kooky.
Yeah, true.
So, like, someone else who released a single this season.
Who? Oh.
Mrs. Kasha Davis.
Miss Kasha Davis is very endearing.
It is. It was a fun, it's a fun song.
And Miss Katja Davis.
Not going to win any Billboard Music
You're talking
awards.
About, what's the song called?
Cocktail.
Cocktail. Everybody wants a cocktail. There's always time for a cocktail. No, Miss Katja Davis, I think is very endearing. And I think the song and the video fit her personality perfectly. Mm-hmm. I can't say I saw it and I was like, this doesn't make sense.
Right, it makes sense. It's just not something that's going to...
They're not going to play it on MTV.
No.
But I think, like, Miss Fames could be played on MTV. It fits that sort of aesthetic, and the sound is really good. It's really well produced, and it reminds me a lot of, like, not in the same type of music, but the quality of how it's produced and written and how it sounds. It reminds me a lot of Adore's stuff that we've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And you were a fan of Adore's right away, and Stephen, who is visiting his family this week, and we were in Florida doing some gigs, and we were driving around, and we were playing iTunes Radio, and we were like, let's play the Adore channel. And, you know, she has, like, 4 or 5 singles now.
Yeah.
And so those kept coming up, and we were like, these are good. And we ended up, like, singing along. Like, we knew the whole thing.
They're very catchy.
Very catchy.
I enjoy.
Very catchy. So, life has been crazy hectic, and we missed doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Michelle Bachelard got a new job.
Yay!
And how's that been going?
It's going, daily grind.
Daily grind. And of course, we were in Florida for some gigs, and we had this car accident right before we left, and it's been like a full-time job having been in this car accident.
Yeah.
The doctors and all the crap, and...
Everybody's fine.
We're all alive. Okay. We're all alive. I have to have surgery next week on my hand. And here's what the big deal is. So there's all these tests that they're doing on us. I guess the insurance company, you know, like we have to be sent around to all these different doctors and all these tests and physical therapy for this injury and that injury. And so they do a nerve test and find out I have some nerve damage in my hand.
Okay.
And I have to have surgery to correct it. So it's apparently a small procedure. It's in and out in a day. They have to put me under.
Right.
You know, so to me, that's a little serious. You know, it's not just like...
I mean, you don't want to be awake while they're slicing your hand open.
I don't.
So...
I don't.
The anesthesia is a welcomed inconvenience.
I have never had, like, surgery as an adult or a procedure like this as an adult. So I'm a little bit nervous. And, but the biggest deal is that the following day, we have, like, this huge event that we're doing with Bianca Del Rio and Sherry Vine. And... I'm not going to miss it.
Who's going to paint your face?
I'm not going to miss it. I don't know who's going to paint my face because, you know, the hand they're working on is the dick meter, so.
I was pretty good with paint by number. If you want me to, like, try, I can figure it out.
Oh, God, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, you'll be fine. We're going to make it work.
We're going to make it work. If I have to wear a mask, I will.
Perfect.
But, no, I put a call out for a makeup artist, and there's a couple people that said they just have to make sure that they're not working on other projects, and they'll help me.
So busy.
I was so busy, these makeup artists.
Oh.
So, you know, we're brought to you by Dragaholic.com, and you know we like to always give you everything here on the podcast, from current events and our chit-chat and drag news and also music. So, right now, we got some more music for you. You got me so wild. How can I ever deny? So high, so high again, I feel the fire. And you keep telling me that you'll be sweet, and you never wanna leave my side. As long as I don't break these promises, going? This is DJ Anita Buffum here, and that was Promises, the Skrillex and Nero remix. I love that song. Michelle, you love that song?
I do love that song.
I love that song. You know me, I like to be hip and with it and hear all the...
You're pretty hip, Anita.
I try to be,
you try.
I try. I really do. Well, you keep me hip, and my hairdresser, Xander, keeps me hip,
yes.
too. He does. And, well, hi, guys. Thanks for listening to Has Some Most of the podcast. Of course, you know me, Anita Buffum, model, actress, makeup maven. And a lot of people are asking about the makeups.
Always.
So I thought, Michelle, you know, we recently went to the Sephora's.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching on the YouTubes the people do hauls where they go through all the crap they bought from Sephora.
They brag, basically.
Yeah, well, I love that.
Yeah.
Sephora brag. I love
mm-hmm.
that. So, in fact, I have one of those on my YouTubes.
You do.
So you can check out my YouTubes. Just Google YouTubes Anita Buffum. You'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
Buffum Beautiful there. So we recently were at Sephora, and I got my favorite. This is my favorite.
You can't stop using it.
I can't. I have it on right now. I slathered it all over my face. This is the Buxom Lip Gloss.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. But it's by Buxom, and the color is Pink Lady. Now, it's fabulous because it makes your lips look like you were just... going down on a fried chicken.
It does. I was just going to say.
Greasy lips, you know, but that's in right now.
It is.
Is to have that. And, but the color's beautiful. It smells, smell that.
They smell like candy. I love the Buxom lip glosses.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're great. I pair this with my Anastasia of Beverly Hills liquid lips,
mm-hmm.
which if you haven't seen those guys, you got to check out the liquid lips. The fabulous. It goes on like a lip gloss, but dries matte from Anastasia of Beverly Hills. And but they're a little drying, so I like to go over the little lip gloss to keep my lips moist.
So it goes on like a gloss and then turns matte, and then you make it glossy again.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, it goes on, you know, wet.
Right.
And it comes in like a lip gloss tube.
Okay.
With an applicator. And you slap it on your face, and it's wet. But
right.
then it dries matte.
Okay.
But like cement. It
right.
gets dry and, like, cranky,
crusty.
Mm-hmm. But the color payoff is so good.
Right.
So I love that. What did you get at Sephora?
I got an Escada perfume.
Oh, it smells... Which one, do you know?
Tropical Paradise.
Oh, it smells
something
so good.
Like that.
You let me smell that. I never smelled something so good in my
it
life.
It was so good. I love Escada perfumes.
Every year
they come out with new ones.
I like Juicy Couture.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new one called Gold or something.
That's pretty.
It smells like birthday cake. I love it. I love it.
You love to smell like food.
I love to smell like food, and I love products, honey. You know me.
Yes.
I also got the Glam Glow here, some new face washes out.
Yes.
They have the Mud and Oil, the Duo one. It's a daily face wash, which I love. Reminds me a lot of my Kiehl's face wash, which I know if you haven't tried the Kiehl's daily moisturizing face wash, you need to. It's fabulous. And,
Well, your skin looks great.
I know. Always, right?
So good.
It always looks good.
Stunning.
I know. What else you get over there?
That was all I got.
No, you got something
else. What else did I get?
You got something else recently over there?
Well, I got other Buxom lip glosses.
Oh, yeah.
I got like a 6-pack.
Well, isn't the tingle nice?
The tingle is nice.
Feels so good.
They're a little sticky, but it's fine.
It's all right.
It has to dry a little bit.
Yeah.
Like if you go outside and it's windy, your hair gets all
It's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Right.
But I like that.
Speaking outside, I'm so glad the spring is here.
So excited.
So freaking glad spring is finally here, Mariah.
I'm so over snow. I never want to see it again.
I know. Well, it's still a little chilly here in New York City.
Little
Today bit. Was nice. It was about 60-something degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday felt cold. It was chilly.
Compared to the winter, though, it wasn't too bad.
It's true. What are we at? May yet? Is it almost
it's
May?
It's almost May. Like 2 days.
Well, this is ridiculous. It's really ridiculous.
It's almost my birthday, Anita.
I know. When's your birthday?
When is my birthday, Anita?
May 17th.
No.
15th.
No.
13th.
Yes.
I knew it was an odd number.
Close enough.
Yeah, I knew it was an odd number. And I'm May 24th.
You are. I should have just said yes to every one of those dates.
Oh, well,
I have four birthdays, actually.
Well, you know how I know you're not the 17th is because that's my best friend in the whole wide world, Maria Hatzipetros'
mm-hmm.
birthday. Shout out to Maria Hatzipetros.
Hi, Maria.
In Buffalo, New York. If you're in Buffalo, New York, you got to go down to Shea Ann's Hair Salon and get your hair done by Maria. She's fabulous over there.
So good.
Well, sometimes when I go upstate, I'll take the trek over to Buffalo to see Maria, but really just to have her do my hair.
Right.
You know, she's good at it. So, yeah. That's it, really.
That's all we got.
No, I got some other stuff. What I get? Oh, I got Marc Jacobs... a gel eyeliner.
Okay.
Now, I need something to stick on my waterline.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing stays there. And I'm asking everybody what they use, you know, and trying everything. And so I saw this Marc Jacobs, and I asked the girl at the Sephora's about it, and she said that she was wearing it on her waterline, and she showed it to me. It looked fabulous. So I, you know, shell out the cash money for it.
Right.
Come home, put it on my face. It doesn't even stick to my waterline.
Oh, no.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. If you guys got tricks for your waterline and how to get the color to stick there, let me know. But another friend of mine recommended MAC has something.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to try that.
Any excuse to go shopping for makeup.
Well, I call it grocery shopping.
It is. You
go to the makeup store, you call it grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, this is exciting. You just booked a cruise.
I did.
That's fabulous.
Next May.
Well, and you did not even a poor person cruise like Carnival. You booked the real deal.
You're going
on a Disney cruise.
I am. I'm scrimping and saving.
Well, that's going to be good for you.
I'm excited.
Because
for
they give the poors all the year to pay it, right?
Yeah, they give you so long to pay it off.
See, that's
so
good.
So I can, like, save my pennies and send them in.
That's good. Good for you.
I don't know if food stamps or EBT if they take that, but I'm going to try.
Well, what you do, you should sell your food stamps for cash money.
Oh.
Gina Marie used to do that.
She did.
Yeah.
All right. Try that.
Right? Well, and you can sell them for half of what they're worth, but you still get the money.
Exactly, because I can only use that for food, but, you know,
well, you don't want someone to turn you in either.
Right,
true. So you got to give them a deal, you know.
That would be horrible. I can't have a felony.
Well, you know, it's like we were talking about earlier. You would be the best criminal that there is.
Oh, I would. I'm actually a criminal mastermind.
What crime were we talking about that someone was doing that
in-store returns.
Oh, that's right, because I tried to return something to Sephora.
Right.
The Marc Jacobs pencil.
Exactly.
I went to Sephora to return it, and she asked me if I had my card, and I didn't, because I'd lent my card to my housemaid, Maria Consuelo Gonzalez Fernanda Muchacho Lopez Santa Garcia Vega Smith, to run an errand for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I trust her with it, because the only English number she knows is my PIN number.
Right.
So I give that to her. And so I didn't have it with me, and I said, well, that card was expired, because you told me to lie about it. I said, my card was expired, use this one. And she did it. She said, okay.
She's like, oh, no problem.
And you have worked in retail,
10 years.
I mean, as long as retail's been around.
Yes.
And so I asked you, why do they want you to put it back on the same card? Why do they care?
Right.
And you said to protect against fraud. And I'm like, what do you mean? And you told me, tell these people this.
Because I never
would have thought of this. Tell them.
So if you go into a store and you buy things on a credit card.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, crap, you know, my next credit card bill is due and I don't have the money. Let me go return this stuff, put it on the credit card that I owe money to, and it balances out. They don't want you to just go into their store, pick stuff up just to return it later on a different credit card.
Well, and then you also said, too, that someone could find the receipt,
mm-hmm.
walk into the store, pick up the items,
mm-hmm.
and return stuff they didn't even buy.
Exactly.
That's genius.
That is genius.
That's genius. I wish I had thought of that.
I wish I had the balls sometimes to try it. I just would know I'd get caught. I'd be the worst. I would be, in theory, I'm a great criminal, but I'd walk in the store like, hi, I need to return this.
What are you going to do?
Even when I have legal returns, I feel like a criminal. I feel like I want to return. Is that okay, please?
Well, I went and bought some dresses. Some mm-hmm. beautiful dresses from this boutique downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Who, I'm going to mention them because they ended up being very nice.
Okay.
I bought these fabulous, fabulous dresses, ensemble pieces. So I went to their showroom over there.
Okay.
And I picked up like 5 or 6 items.
Okay.
And they were they're not cheap, but costly,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like, I showed you the receipt and you crapped your pants.
I did.
Now, for me, it's, you know, nothing. Apples and oranges. So, I bought these 6 items, say. And the showroom was set up in a way where it's not like a store.
Okay.
They have to kind of, it's like clothing racks and they pull it out for you. And if you want a size, they kind of got to get the size for you. And a very pretty woman.
And personal shopping.
That's it. It's okay. Very much like Pretty Woman when she went into the store, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, they had it all laid out for me, all askew. I was the only one there. I bought my 6 items. I take my bag right down. I literally, the bag is in my hand. I open the door to the street. I get in my car with the driver waiting. I get dropped off at my front door. I walk into the front door. I empty my bag, and there's only 5 items in it. And I paid for 6.
God.
My receipt says 6.
Right.
Oh, my God. So I called them, and I said, there's only 5 items in my bag. And they said, well, we're positive we put it in your bag. I said, well, it's not here.
I'm positive you didn't.
It's not here. They said, let me look around, we'll get back to you. Well, of course, they never got back to me.
Right.
So I called them. I said, hi, it's me again, honey. I'm coming down to the store to pick up my item. And they were very nice. They said, you know, don't worry about it. We're going to send you one.
All
don't
right.
worry about it. I got it in the mail like the next day or two, and it was fabulous.
It's good that they fixed that.
Yeah, oh, fabulous. I got this beautiful gown, gorgeous gown down to the floor, a little number split in the top there with a little cape action. Oh, I love it. I'm so excited. Hold on.
There's hoodlums outside.
Poor people
of our
outside
door.
Our window. All right, well, these poor people are making a commotion outside. Let's play another song. This is another song I just can't get enough of. It's called Soda by Azalea Banks. That is my jam.
I know, you can't stop with that song.
I can't
song.
Get enough of that song. I like Azalea Banks.
Who's Azalea Banks?
She's she's like a...
I'm not hip.
Rapper, singer, artist.
Okay.
Very, like, in your face, kind of. I mean, sometimes she can be a little much for me, but I enjoy the beats and the...
Yeah, it's a fun song.
Yeah.
I get down, dance to it.
Yeah,
like all the kids on a...
There was, like,
something
where she was, like, pissed that Iggy Azalea had Azalea in her name or something.
Oh,
I don't know much about it.
I guess that would make sense.
There's a big, like,
pissed.
Rift, I guess, between the two of them, but... And speaking of rifts and people being pissed, I don't even know how to go into it. I think we can start here with internet trolls.
There are a lot of internet trolls in the world.
So many internet trolls. there's a situation that came up recently with Lacey Noel,
mm-hmm.
who...
We've spoke about her before.
Yeah, we have spoken about her before. She is a young girl. Was she 18 or 19?
She's 18, yeah.
And she recreates...
She cosplays as drag queens.
There you go. Cosplays as drag queens.
Mm-hmm.
And she does a great job.
So good.
And then she has her mother, who's a professional photographer, shoot her. And they create these great photographs of her in these drag looks.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. And she's kind of become, like, internet famous for it and really well known in, like, the drag world for it. And, you know, recently she's come under fire from these internet trolls who are just saying, like, nasty, nasty, I can't even believe.
It's disgusting.
Gross things, like, directed towards her for no reason. Like, no reason.
No. But they never have reasons. The trolls who live on the internet never have a reason.
Like, I don't want to repeat what they're saying, but
there are
things that are very negative, sexual. I can't.
And she's young, and she's taking it hard, and she posted, she's like, it almost makes me want to stop doing what I love doing, and I just don't understand. And it's sad, but it's also, like, it comes with the territory, and I'm not saying it's right. I think it would be, like, if somebody were coming up to her in her face and being like, blah, 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 all this stuff that they're typing behind a screen, one, nobody would have the balls to do that.
Right.
And two, I'd be like, that's disgusting. And, like, obviously I would be shocked if she said, this guy came up to my face and said X, Y, and Z, and I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Now, you know, for me, I think it's extra horrible because is a young girl who is just doing something she loves that is harmful to no one.
Right.
And it doesn't ask for commentary. It certainly doesn't ask for any negative commentary.
No.
Like, although I guess as an artist, and I understand this too, you put your art out there and people feel like they can give criticisms.
Mm-hmm.
And a criticism is one thing, but, like, just nasty negative comments.
Right.
Is another, and it's just really, and that's what's happening with her, and it's
But I feel
gross.
Like people also, like, their golden life, they go through YouTube and stuff, and they find things, and without even knowing who the person is, or really watching what's happening, just write negative things based on their face.
Yeah.
Oh, blah, 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 your face ugly, da-da, and you're like, really? Why even bother commenting? Because they sit behind a screen like, nerf, I hate everything.
Well, I can't imagine growing up with cyberbullying, because I grew up in a time where it didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course there was regular bullying, but again, you're right. It happens less to your face, and it's so much easier to sit in your locked bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, behind a computer screen,
mm-hmm.
and saying these things.
Be a faceless human being and just be like, blah, I hate you.
And we're such a society now that's based on how many likes do I get, and
mm-hmm.
how many people are reposting my picture, and liking my picture, and commenting on my picture, and,
right.
you know, it's just, I hope that parents are instilling a sense of confidence in their kids to be able to deal with this kind of thing, and helping kids understand that this is nothing, this means nothing.
Right.
And I'm friends with Lacey Noel through social media. And I sent her a little message just telling her that, like, some people, when they see someone who is doing what they love and they do it well,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't yet found themselves,
right.
and they have the insecurities of they don't know what they're good at or they don't feel secure that they're good at what they do, they have to tear talented people down to make themselves feel better.
Exactly. They make fun of their own insecurities that they see in other people.
Yeah.
So this person's embracing what they're doing. They're like, oh, I can't do that. Let me throw hate to make her try to stop.
Right.
So ignorant.
Yeah. And I'm a big component for, like, positivity breeds positivity. You know, I'm not perfect. And, of course, we all sometimes need to vent and, you know, sometimes things might slip out of our mouths that we don't want. But I really try to practice being positive and putting positivity out there, which I think has helped in what I do as a drag queen, right? So, you know, no matter how minimal or how large it is, I'm a little bit of a public figure, I guess, and which allows for criticisms.
In general, when the big people with the loudest voices have the least amount of information, I feel, when you see things like that.
Yeah.
like, people are getting all up in arms about Bruce Jenner. Leave him alone.
Oh my God, can we now talk about Bruce
Jenner?
Calm the
hell down.
That was huge. Bruce Jenner was huge.
That was huge. But in that interview, there was one little snippet they said, like, our people of the trans community are concerned that you're going to make a mockery of this. And I was like, why aren't you celebrating this?
Right.
Why would you go against that? He's a public figure.
Well, not only
coming
a public
out,
figure,
doing this.
But
like what's wrong with you?
As the best athlete in the world at his time, that is huge for because the best athlete in the world at that time, in his situation, is such like a masculine thing,
yeah.
Right? Like, so massive. Not that women can't be great athletes, they
mm-hmm.
are, but as far as men go, he was the greatest athlete of his time.
Right.
And for someone like that to be transgender and to come out now, I think is so important and so great. And again, it's about communication, and he opened up and said how he felt. And everybody's journey is different, and
right.
everybody's thought process is different. So, I don't know, it's kind of like when people got all up in arms that RuPaul on Drag Race was using "you got shemale."
Yeah.
Like, everybody calm the hell
it's
down.
Just, people give a lot of power to words, and I get words can hurt, but the words can only be as powerful as you allow them to be.
Well, to me, the RuPaul thing is so ridiculous because, and even this Bruce Jenner thing, because Bruce Jenner to me seemed very positive throughout the whole thing.
Absolutely.
And
he was lovely.
And seemed like a great person that I would want on my side,
mm-hmm.
you know?
He explained it beautifully.
Yeah.
And eloquently.
And genuinely.
Like, genuinely, and in a way that people who aren't as involved in the culture can understand.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know a trans person, I've seen the progression, and it's amazing, and I've spoken to her, and
wait,
she's told me things.
I'm a drag queen, I'm not trans.
I strike that from the record.
I'm kidding.
I don't know any trans people, I'm very ignorant and stupid. How's that lip gloss?
Delicious. Delicious. No, but, you know, I think Bruce Jenner was really great, really positive, and I think RuPaul, you know, used shemale as a positive thing.
Yeah.
As a celebratory thing.
It's
like,
a joke.
Everybody
it's
calm
like,
down.
It was a mail. It was literally an email.
Right.
It was a shemale instead
yes.
of calling it an email.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. If it was a he-mail, would anyone have cared? Probably not.
You know, I think everyone just takes themselves too seriously sometimes. And life is so much more enjoyable when you don't take yourself that seriously.
Be a clown. Who gives
it's
a
like
that?
We say at our shows, you know, we are so fortunate to perform in a lot of venues and a lot of cities that you wouldn't think would be so welcoming to a drag show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we do our thing, and we get such a great response. And I always say thank you to everyone for coming and not judging us by the cover of our book and enjoying the show and realizing that life is not that serious. We're just two men in dresses.
Right.
You know, it's just about comedy and music and that's it. So
everyone needs an opinion.
Everybody calm the hell down. Calm the hell down.
Said goodbye when I shouldn't have said it. I even cried, but I never meant it. And I don't know why, but I can't forget it. Forget it. Give me love, give me dreams, give me a good self-esteem. Give me good and pure. You waiting for? Give me everything, all your heart can bring. Something good and true. I don't wanna feel blue anymore. No, I don't wanna feel blue anymore. Give me, give me, give me one more. Give me good and pure. What you waiting for? Give me everything. keep coming back to you. I'm sick of
from Marina and the Diamonds from her new album Fruit, another song I'm obsessed with. I'm just going to play all songs I'm obsessed with this week.
Is there any song you're not obsessed with?
I have a very obsessive personality. Like,
you?
I have something, if there's something that I like, I need all of it, and I need it all of the time.
Anastasia Beverly Hills.
Yes, exactly. I am like, I can't get enough. That's how I am. I can't.
Alright.
Let's talk about this, speaking of Bruce Jenner, the Kylie Jenner lip challenge.
Ridiculous.
So
bad.
So, I don't want to watch any of these videos.
I've seen one. Well, no, I've seen two.
I'm afraid to watch them. So, you know, Kylie Jenner is rumored to have had her lips plumped up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so now there's this YouTube challenge, or this social media challenge, to suck on a shot glass?
A shot glass.
Like, with your lips inside the glass.
And you have to hold it for, like, 5 minutes or something ridiculous.
You're basically giving yourself hickeys on your lip.
Right. And it's dumb, because the one girl I saw do it, she was like, well, here's the other thing. You can't do it with a glass shot glass, but they don't tell you that, because the thing could burst from the pressure.
Which happened in one of the YouTube videos.
It did.
And cut the kid's lip open, yeah. This is why I can't watch.
Because they're an idiot.
Yeah,
So you have to do it with a plastic one. But she did it.
Where do you get a plastic shot glass?
I have a plastic shot glass. I have tons of them.
You?
It's weird.
You?
I mean, I don't drink. I use them for toothpicks, but I own them.
Yeah, okay.
They're toothpick holders.
Uh-huh.
But you do this challenge, and then you have this lovely circle around your lips. So yes, they're nice and plump, but what's this circle thing going on?
Oh, God. It looks like a bad makeout session, like when you're all red after making out.
It
doesn't
even look like it. That at least looks natural.
It's natural, yeah.
But the best Kylie Jenner lip challenge I saw was from Miranda Sings.
Miranda Sings.
Hysterical.
Our favorite YouTube personality, Miranda Sings.
Oh, my God. She took a paper cup, and it's like, obviously it's not working. She's like, why isn't this working? And like getting all frustrated and...
Oh, she used a paper cup.
She used a paper cup, so when she's sucking it, it crushes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Why isn't it? She takes, like, a little plastic water bottle and tries to just do the center of her lips and, like, getting all frustrated that it's not working. It's ridiculous.
That is so funny. So funny.
I love Miranda. She can do no wrong.
So I've been told a lot recently I should start an Anita Buffum like page.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that.
Okay.
So everybody please go like the Anita Buffum like page. And I've been working on my Twitter.
You're a social media mogul.
Well, there's so much.
Yeah.
There's so much. I don't know. I really like Instagram.
I love Instagram.
And I love that Instagram can just update like all my social networks.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while I'll go to like Twitter or, you know, Tumblr or... whichever ones I don't use that much, and then just post some special things to there. But, so I have my like page going. I have my YouTube page, my Anita Buffum Beautiful YouTube page, which I want to film some new videos this week. It's just been crazy, crazy, crazy after this accident. Like a full-time job of doctor's appointments.
Getting your junk back together.
It's really ridiculous. All right, well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Episode 10 of the House of Malls of the podcast, brought to you by Dragaholic.com. Make sure to go check out Dragaholic.com right now, where you can vote for Anita Buffum for the fan poll of who you want to see on Drag Race Season 8. And thanks for everyone who has voted so far. I made it to number one for a hot minute.
You were there for a hot minute.
Well, first of all, I'm shocked that I was even there.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Florida at the time, and I was almost, like, in tears when I was just on the list, and then, like, overnight shot up to, like, number one.
It was crazy.
I died. And now these other bitches are coming in who I don't even know and, like, taking the top spots.
That's all right.
No, it's all right. But, so go vote there, and you can also check out the recently posted Candy Ho interview from recently eliminated Queen Candy Ho, and everything else Dragaholic has to offer.
So much.
So thanks for listening, guys. Anita's got some more music for you. And as always, you can hashtag HOM podcast if you want to ask us any questions or comment, and we will respond in our next episode. See you later. That's Australian Glamazon, Betty Who, with her song, All of You. Next up, we got one of my old favorites. Well, not old as far as the song goes, but old as far as the artist. Nina Persson, of the Cardigans fame. You remember their song, Love Fool, love me, say that you love me. Yeah, they're from Sweden or whatever. And she had a solo album come out last year, which I love. And this was the first single off that called Animal Heart. You guys, I love sharing music with you. I feel like we're just hanging out in my dorm room, having a party, sharing music and makeup tips. And if you've got any music suggestions for me, I want to hear it. So make sure you find me on the Facebooks, Anita Buffum. You can also find me on Twitter and the Instagrammies and, of course, the YouTubes. And I got one more for you. I love this song. This one is called Lucky Day by
British songstress Nicola Roberts, formerly of the girl group Girls Aloud, which you know I love. I can't get enough of them. So enjoy, guys. I hope you're having a lucky day, and we'll see you next time here on House of Mimosa, the podcast.